Cattle futures weakened Tuesday amid the continued sell-off in other commodities. More cattle slaughter and beef production through the first half of the year sets the stage for stark market contrast through the second half, says Daryl Peel, coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 6th of July. Another round of heavy fund selling tied to recessionary fears held sway in commodity markets Tuesday. Corn futures closed mostly 24 to 29 cents lower. Soybean futures closed 70 to 79 cents lower through August of 23, and then mostly 55 to 60 cents lower. Both were also pressured by favorable weather. Cattle futures were caught in the commodity backwash too, but to a lesser extent, with feeder cattle futures closing an average of $1.49 lower and live cattle futures closing an average of $1.65 lower. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was at a standstill in all major cattle feeding regions through Tuesday afternoon, with too few transactions to trend, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, live prices were $137 to $138 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains, $145 in Colorado, $145 to $151 in Nebraska, and $147 to $150 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress prices were $234. Choice box beef cutout value was 84 cents higher Tuesday afternoon at $264.66 a hundredweight. Select was 60 cents lower at $239.87. I had no results from trendable weekly Tuesday auctions with much volume to report at press time. Last week, steers and heifers sold $3 to $7 a hundredweight higher nationwide, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Receipts were moderate to heavy in Oklahoma and Missouri, and 51,000 head more overall than the same week last year. AMS analysts note drought effects in the southern plains are starting to show themselves in the southern half of Missouri, with an influx of slaughter cows coming to market as well as flyweight calves off of cows. Remember, you can get a weekly market summary and highlights in the Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. You'll find it at calfnews.net. Major U.S. financial indices closed mixed Tuesday. Support included more durable goods orders and more factory orders than expected in May. Also, the U.S. and China held discussions about easing the tariffs on Chinese goods imposed by President Trump. Reducing those tariffs could lower prices on consumer goods. However, the threat of a recession continues. Bloomberg Economics forecasts the odds of a recession in the United States at 38% over the next year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 129 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 6 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 194 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed from $8.74 to $8.93 lower through the front six contracts. The general direction of cattle and beef market forecasts for this year has not changed, but annual forecasts have been modified by the way the first half of the year has played out, with implications for a significantly different second half of the year, says Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, in his weekly market comments. For instance, Peel explains beef production through the first two quarters was higher year over year, but is still expected to be less than last year across the full calendar. Likewise, he points out, total cattle slaughter in 2022 is expected to be about 1% less than in 2021, but was 1.4% higher through the first 6 months. He says the increase is due to more female slaughter, with total cow and heifer slaughter up 4.5% in the first half of the year, more than offsetting the 1.6% year-over-year decrease in steer and bull slaughter. Total cow slaughter was up 6.1%, with dairy cow slaughter down 3.1% year-over-year, partially offsetting the 14.6% year-over-year increase in beef cow slaughter. For the remainder of the year, he says total beef cow slaughter is likely to remain higher year-over-year by double digits, and total cow slaughter is likely to increase 5-6% year-over-year. This means that reduced cattle slaughter will be realized by less steer and heifer slaughter. Consequently, Peel says, this reality implies reduced feedlot marketing rates. He explains feedlots as of June 1st had record inventories of cattle on feed, which seems to be at odds with the idea of reduced marketings in the coming months. However, he says, feedlots have been placing larger numbers of lightweight cattle, which leads to more days on feed and slower turnover rate, or slower marketing rate. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 6th of July. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.